Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Once again, 800-259-9231. So lots to talk about as always. Your calls are primary. If you make them, we talk to you about anything. First, though, we go to LouRockwell.com's Jeffrey Pike talking about the green Idiocracy. Now, have you gents ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
No. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
Wayne?
I haven't either, no.
Highly recommended. It's a Mike Judge film. Now, if you're familiar with Mike Judge, he's the creator of Beavis and Butthead. He's the creator of King of the Hill. What else? He did a live-action movie called Office Space. Well, this is another live-action movie of his with real people. It's not a cartoon. But it's very cartoony, some of the characters, and it's a brilliant movie. Mr. Pike will give you a summary here of what it's all about. But it was actually so... It was so controversial that Fox decided to not really release it in the theaters. Like, they were going to release it in the theaters, but then they figured it might offend too many people in America.
Mm.
Because, well, it is offensive. And let me get to the story here. Green Idiocracy. There's a movie called Idiocracy in which two average people partake in a hibernation project and end up 500 years in the future. To their surprise, the people in society have turned into complete idiots. Sometimes
it's already happening now.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think that's what the accusation is.
Yeah, it might have struck a little too close to home, I think, for some people, and so they tried to in the promos for the movie, they cut out all of the commentary that the movie makes, and they tried to just make it look like a dumb fart joke movie.
Yeah,
and that was not the point of the film. So that's how they tried to sell the movie instead of trying to sell it on.
Maybe Fox decided that the irony that it would be that too many Americans are already so dumb they wouldn't get the movie already.
And that's why maybe
a lot of their talk show hosts would be implicated too.
So the whole green movement's a joke, says Pike, and I'm baffled by how many people have been swindled out there. I have nothing against helping the environment or nature, provided that it's all done peacefully. But all this environmental anguish is out of control. Luckily, the average American is only talking about it and doing small symbolic gestures and is not ready to sacrifice their lifestyle. Most of the so-called solutions we hear from the so-called environmentalists aren't really solutions at all. They're ideas that simply make life for human beings more difficult and more expensive while slowing down human progress. The whole environmental movement is anti-human and anti-freedom.
Yeah, it is. It is totally anti-human.
When communism collapsed in the late 80s and early 90s, it was given a bad name association, and rightly so. The communists had to go into hiding and could no longer directly call for communism since their ideas had been discredited. The communists decided to become environmentalists and take a new approach to their agenda.
Yeah, you know, Rush Limbaugh pointed this out, and he's absolutely right, that the environmental movement is just the place where the commies have gone.
If you'll notice, nearly every single solution offered by the green movement is to impede human progress. It also usually involves using the force of government, or at least it's a suggestion that could lead later to government force. The whole global warming debate has to be a hoax. We live in a variable climate that has always varied as long as mankind has walked the earth.
Right.
If this year is warmer than last year, it means nothing. If this century is warmer than last century, it means nothing. Next week might be warmer or colder than this week.
Yeah.
It could go either way because we live in a variable climate. Even the reports that the Earth has warmed in the last century can be doubted. In fact, turns out that some of the official thermometers, and this I did not know, some of the official thermometers that are taking those readings have been found to be within a short distance of pavement that attracts heat. If the Earth is actually warmed by a degree in the last century, then so what? the century before that may have been 2 degrees warmer.
You know, and this is, it just goes to show Goebbels, assertion that if you repeat a lie long enough, that people will begin to believe it as the truth. Global warming is part of our vernacular now.
Well, they call it climate change now because the global warming thing is discredited. Right, exactly. So now it's climate change. And the point is, you know, I'm all for protecting the environment, but let's do it on a voluntary basis and let's let the market take care of it, not centralize the control of it, because that's just an excuse for a greater centralization of power. And then the results are going to be what people don't expect.
Well, yeah. They're also going to be worse for the environment.
But then, the paranoid person that doesn't understand the marketplace is going to come out and say, well, Wayne, I mean, that sounds nice, and I don't doubt that you would take care of your property, but what about those evil corporations? If you just let them take care of their own property, they're just going to get away with polluting everything, and nothing's going to be able to be done about it.
Well, corporations are the children of government.
You know what I mean, Wayne, the evil businessmen.
Well, the fact is that people are paying attention to the environment now, thanks to Teddy Roosevelt. You know, yeah, he's created the park system, but people are more interested in the environment than they ever have been. And if we didn't have a system that held corporations are not held responsible, the people that run corporations are not held responsible for their actions because they're incorporated. So if, first off, people should be able to sue a corporation that manages to poison their land, say they dump, I don't know, radioactive material in their land and it pollutes my land. I should be able to sue that corporation pretty successfully. Yeah, I'm going to have to do some investigation and some research, but the corporation can be sued for that investigation and research if, in fact, they're polluting my land. Secondly, there's no reason in the world why that corporation should be able to say, oh, sorry, we're going out of business, and not pay me, and then the people behind them, behind the corporation, walk away. Yeah, they're completely insulated. My land's been damaged, and a corporation protects the people that run it and people that make the decision. There's no such thing as corporations, people. There are people that run corporations, and they need to be held responsible for their actions.
And, you know, the other thing is a lot of people who I've talked to who are so-called progressives and they're environmentalists, they have good intentions. The problem is they don't trust the free market because they think, oh, these bad people over here are going to do something. But the problem is when you centralize power, then everybody suffers when that entity, whatever it might be, becomes too powerful, everybody suffers. Whereas when you have these little isolated incidences out here in a free market, they get taken care of. And it reminds me of the story in the 80s, just before the Soviet Union collapsed, there was a Russian who was in New York, and he was observing the food distribution system. And he was saying, well, who runs this? And they said, nobody. You know, and that's what a free market does. It runs and polices itself to a large degree. And yes, there are certain isolated incidents of corruption and bad people. They're always going to be that. But when the bad people are in positions of power, then
you've got
everybody
a serious
suffers.
Problem. Yep. So let me continue with Pike's article here. He says that, so talking about warming, if the Earth is warmed by a degree in the last century, then so what? The century before that might have been 2 degrees warmer. If you ever get a chance to see Greenland, you'll find that it's mostly ice. There isn't much green to it. But the people that settled Greenland probably named it that for a reason. Could it have been much warmer there when it was first settled centuries ago?
Well, the evidence is that there was a medieval warm period, and that the Earth was much warmer than it is, not much, but a few degrees warmer than it is now. And you know that wasn't done by man-made pollution. It wasn't done by man-made carbon emissions or anything like that.
Right.
But carbon did increase at that time because carbon follows temperature increases, not necessarily precedes them.
And there's another entity we should discuss here, too, and that's the sun, because the Earth is like a big heat sink for the sun. And the sun is, through various intervals, giving off these solar flares, and it's not a static entity. So when the sun is really flaring off this stuff, it's going to affect the weather and climate on the Earth differently than when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the sun has a lot more effect on the climate than humans do. See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to imply that we bad humans who are doing all this progressive, you know, stuff, I mean progress, I mean capitalism, building our businesses, we're the bad people and we're causing all this climate change. And that's just so they can...
Right, if we just never left those caves, Wayne, everything would be fine.
Yeah, everything would be fine. And that's the sun has a lot more to do with the climate on Earth than we do.
It's huge, yeah. And it's huge. It's huge, and it's a big ball of fire that's 93 million miles away. Yes, it's going to affect our temperature.
1-800-259-9231. Pike's got a few more questions about this whole environmental movement. We'll continue his story and hear from you about whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schott with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All right. So, by the way, those features include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, go get them for free, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in receiving in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, and please do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, talking about a story from lewrockwell.com, Jeffrey Pike writes about the green idiocracy, talking about just some of the things that many Americans take for granted that they hear about the environment from many of the activists that are out there promoting their solutions for what they perceive of as environmental problems. But he's saying maybe these aren't even problems in the first place. I mean, as he points out here with global warming or climate change, whatever they're calling it now, he says if the Earth has actually warmed a degree in the last century, so what? The century before that might have been 2 degrees warmer.
Right, and they make all these projections, these doomsday projections, based on a degree or a degree and a half increase in overall global climate change. And you just can't do it. The fact is, if you went back in history and looked at the temperature differences, you'd be able to run all kinds of doomsday projections then.
They were projecting an ice age in the 70s.
They were.
So,
and also, they were talking about a year or two ago about all this ice that was melting, and now they're finding new ice formations. It was freezing back up again.
Well, as he points out, Greenland was probably named that way for a reason, even though it's covered with mostly ice at this point.
Now, I've heard that the people from Iceland named Greenland.
Is a joke?
Well, to keep people away from Iceland, they name Iceland, mm-hmm. so that people wouldn't come to Iceland. And Iceland's supposed to be very fertile and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Greenland, so that everybody would go to Greenland instead of coming to Iceland. But I don't know that I believe. You know, I mean, you know, it's just a story, people.
Well, yeah. Either way, his other point.
And the evidence
valid.
Is that Greenland has very well, you know, like people have been doing farming there.
So if the Earth is warming, it might not be such a bad thing. In fact, it doesn't even mean it has anything to do with humans.
I should have said that they actually they found vineyards on Greenland. So, you know, we know that it was green at one point.
Most of the scientists that preach man-made global warming get their funding from the government. If they didn't preach man-made global warming, then their funding would miraculously disappear.
Yeah.
It's amazing how incentives work. If the Earth is warming, it might not be such a bad thing, especially for some of the brutal places near the poles. But even if we did want to stop global warming from occurring, we certainly shouldn't turn to government and another FEMA-like agency. Another green idiocracy issue is that of saving water. The last time I checked, about two-thirds of the Earth is covered in water. There's this incredible process where water evaporates and is purified and falls as fresh water from the clouds. It's like a huge filtration system for our planet. It makes no sense when people talk about saving water. We pay for water when we pay for our water bill.
The only reason we have water shortages is because government
in
runs
charge.
Water.
Yep.
Just about the entire United States. It's, you know, it's a municipal organization that runs the water. And, yeah, government is inefficient at everything it does. And largely, you know, you get either incompetency or neglect when the government takes care of anything. I mean, if your water suddenly starts getting crappier coming out of your faucet, are you going to be able to stop? Are you going to be able to switch companies?
No. Nope.
Are you? I mean, the only thing you can do is say, "Shut off my water, you people suck," and you have no running water.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your only choice, is to deal with the government.
Right, and we should also remember that a lot of these places now that have been overbuilt really badly, like out in California, Phoenix area, Las Vegas. They have very little water, but they were built up artificially by all this artificial injection of money and credit into the system in the last 8 years or so. A lot of these communities and a lot of this artificial these new houses that were built, the glut of houses that are now empty, wouldn't have been built if we had a free market and we had honest money and we had market interest rates rather than artificially set interest rates.
Well, I mean, even if that building spree did happen, the marketplace would be able to keep up with that particular demand. As what we've got now is building happens in the marketplace for the most part. I mean, yeah, you're right, the incentives are screwed up, but governments aren't building the houses. So building's happening for whatever the reason, and government can't expand its water supply appropriately enough, and it can't expand its road system appropriately enough, and so as a result, we get water shortages and we get traffic jams. So, you know, the two services that government
government provides a water service. They successfully do that. It's like the way government builds schools or buildings and that kind of thing. They do it. They just do it at a price that is, higher than it should be. It costs too much. It doesn't make the profits it's supposed to make. And if you just got the government out and allowed private companies to handle this issue, I don't know how they would handle it. I can tell you that a lot of people wouldn't like the idea of a whole bunch of people digging up the right-of-way to put more tubes that deliver water to your house. Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. But you never know. They deliver propane gas to your house in big tanks. They manage to do that at a competitive rate to electricity when it comes to heat. Propane heats more efficiently than electricity does. So propane is more efficiently delivered to your house via a truck using fossil fuels than even electricity comes through the lines. So you don't know that necessarily it would be a terrible thing to put a large cistern up behind your house to store water. Not everybody would want that. You know, some company would deliver the water through pipes. Some company would probably deliver it through trucks. I can't tell you how companies would handle these things. Then also people would probably handle water through rain barrels and take their showers through rain barrels and water collected through rain barrels and things like that. It could very well happen. You just don't know. The marketplace can't get into it because the government controls it.
You know, I also hear a lot of environmentalists talk about the evils of suburban sprawl, where you've got people living farther and farther away from the cities because the real estate's more affordable out there, mm-hmm. and they have to drive back and forth, so they use more energy and they waste more time. But we have to remember also that in the early 50s we had the interstate system that was instituted by Eisenhower, which put all these big superhighways throughout the country. Before that, most people lived closer to the cities. After the interstate system, the federal interstate system was instituted, more people were using cars and less people were using bikes or walking because they were spreading out farther and farther from the city centers.
I thought zoning was a major factor there, too, in that local governments were telling you, well, you can't build that here, so you have to build it out there.
Yeah.
Yep, that has something to do with it, too. But look at the interstate system. I mean, people think it's great and everything, and to some degree it works, but it's better if it were done privately than through the federal government basically just blindly instituting new roads going across the country or between states that might not be needed.
So back to the water issue, and Jeff Pike, rather, over at LouRockwell.com, he points out that the more water you use, the more you pay for it. It's just like any other good that we purchase. And when you see areas that have a drought and a supply problem with water, this is an automatic indicator that the government is interfering. In a normal free market, if there's an increase in demand or a decrease in supply of something, the price rises. This will decrease demand and may help increase the supply if the good can be obtained from another place that has a larger supply. In areas with droughts, the government control of the water supply is really the only reason for a shortage. We continue the discussion here in moments and take your calls as well about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo proving they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That shrine. freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. You can see the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can, again, join us on our website and join us on the phones. We'll get to your calls here in a moment. Just want to finish up the story from Jeffrey Pike. He is from LouRockwell.com talking about just some of these green programs and ideas. You know, how the green theme is real big today. You can see different companies, for instance, around the country slapping the green label on their products to prove to everybody they care about the environment. And he points out, and rightly so, that when it comes to some of these issues, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow. Global warming. Okay, so it got a degree warmer in the last century. Big deal. In fact, what's really wrong with that anyway? So if it gets warmer, then the people in colder climates will live a little more comfortably?
Right. I you would think that the commies would kind of like the idea of it actually getting warmer because it would flood, you know, where? the coast first.
Yeah, and they like
the
to
coast?
Run, and
where
like,
the rich people live.
Yeah, and they like to run around naked, and they won't have to be cold as much.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. So the world changes. The world has changed. Florida was bigger. Florida was smaller. Florida was covered by water at one point. You know, different places. All these things have happened. That's why there's, you know, fossils of sea animals on the land. One of the reasons. You know, all kinds of things happen. The world changes, and to think that it should be static is so ludicrous. Like, this is the way things are now, and they should stay this way all the time. It's these environmental Luddites that they just don't believe for a second that things can change. Well, they're going to change, and all the things that you get the UN to do, well, even if the UN was an efficient organization, maybe or maybe not, it would have changed things as far as the environment goes. Maybe, maybe not. But the chances of it actually succeeding, even if there is such thing as man-made global warming, it seems to me minuscule.
Amen, brother.
So he goes on to point out that this whole water shortage thing is mostly a creation, or 100% a creation, of government water supplies. You put government in charge of something, and don't be surprised when you come up with shortages and problems and issues. And as he points out, when it comes to a drought, if the government control of the water supply is really the only reason for it. If you walk into a grocery store in those same drought-affected areas, there will be plenty of bottled water on the shelves, as this operates in a more free market environment. Then we have recycling. Now, he says, I have nothing against recycling, just government-forced recycling. This includes being forced to pay for others to recycle. If it's worth it to recycle a particular material, then the free marketplace will take care of this. If the government forces you to pay for a recycling program, then it's not cost-effective. For example, if it costs an average of 5 cents per can to recycle soda cans, and it saves only 4 cents per can in making new ones, then it's not worth it. However, if they could be recycled at a cost of only 3 cents per can to later save 4 cents, then it may be worth it, and some company might come in and do it and give you a monetary incentive to participate. Imagine getting paid to recycle.
Well, you can get paid to recycle. All you have to do is take your aluminum cans to the recycling center or a scrap metal yard or whatever, and they will pay you for your aluminum cans.
Yeah, but not for your newspaper and not for most of the other stuff you recycle.
Not your newspaper. Your newspaper, you can... Some companies will take your newspaper, take it from you, and that's about it. But you can they chop it up and use it as insulation pretty successfully. Mm. But other than that, you know, aluminum, metal. Metal's the only thing that you can really recycle at a profit.
So if the government has to subsidize it, it's a waste of money. And the same goes for more fuel-efficient vehicles. If the price of gas gets high enough, it'll be worth it for people to pay more for hybrid and other fuel-efficient vehicles. You shouldn't need a government subsidy. And it applies to ethanol. If using corn to make ethanol for our gasoline were an efficient use of resources, the government would not have to give out billions of dollars in subsidies. It actually uses more energy to make ethanol from corn than it produces, but this fact doesn't even matter. If it were really cheap to make ethanol, or if ethanol could make your car get 500 miles to the gallon, then people would freely choose to use it out of their own self-interest. But when the government has to force us to pay for it, we can all be certain it's a waste of resources. The ironic thing about the whole environment issue is that governments of the world are by far the biggest destroyers of it. When you hear about one of those forest fires raging in California, it most likely originated on government-managed land. The best answer to having a good environment is through strong property rights. When individuals are secure in their property, they can confront those that infringe on their property with pollution or anything else, as the justice system would provide a remedy of the situation with possible restitution. And more, when property is owned privately and not through the government, it's much more likely to be taken care of. People will treat their own property with the respect it deserves, whereas government property will be abused, neglected, and possibly destroyed.
It's absolutely true. If you're talking about a foresting company, a company that produces paper, let's say that they don't legalize hemp, which is far better to be used for paper, and or they produce paper, they use wood. A wood company, I don't know what they call logging. A logging company. If they have land where they own that has trees on it, they're not going to clear cut that land. They want the trees to be able to grow. They're going to cut the big, mature trees. And that way the little ones that are sprouting up have a chance to get some sunlight and just burst up. They grow much faster when they're not in the shade, and they're going to, you know, they're going to manage that land great, and you'll likely be able to hunt on it too, as long as there's, you know, no, you know, the juries don't allow allow people, hunters, to sue them if they get hurt on their land.
Yeah,
those
paper companies don't want a ravaging forest fire to come through and take out their investment, so they have an interest in making sure to clear out a lot of the natural brush that happens.
Whereas on government land, either A, they won't let you do anything on the land, in which case the brush and the deadfall collect down there, and then the forest fire sweeps through and it burns the whole thing. Or B, they rent it out to a company that, just like what I was talking about, that has no interest in hurting, you know, in preserving that land. It's not theirs.
Exactly. And that's where you see a lot of the clear cutting. That's when that really started to arise in this country. And what happened was the government gives sweetheart deals to corporations and interests who have been donating to the political campaign.
Right, mm-hmm. Because the government, the people in government, are always going to have more power than you, the environmentalists, have. They're always going to be able to say, oh, well, we're going to let this little piece of land go or that little piece of land go, and then somebody's going to come in and clear cut it. The government is a terrible steward of our lands. If the environment is important, who's the last person you'd want to give this thing to control?
Remember about
a
year ago that story you did, how they had all of these outdated chemical weapons and they're dumping them in the oceans all around
outside. The military.
Yeah, the military was. That's, again, the biggest polluters are government.
And well, it is the military that's the number one government polluter, by the way.
It's true, and the environmentalists hate the military because they've got guns and they pollute and they do bad things. But it's the same organization, people. Mm-hmm. The government gives the military all of its money. The government is half the military and half the rest of the crap. Yes, I know, we could take all that money from the military and we could apply it to important things like the environment and schools and old people and healthcare and all that other stuff. But they're going to be just as inefficient as the military is, especially when they get bigger budgets.
And it gets back to the whole fallacious theory that, when our guy gets in the White House, he'll change all that.
Oh, yeah, right. People still believe that. It's so amazing that
government
they haven't figured it out.
All about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
That's right. All right, let's see here. Oh, Jeffrey says, people need to stop being so phony about being green and start thinking with their heads. The green movement today does little at best to help the environment and is a total waste of time and resources. 1-800-259-9231. But it's not a waste for those who endeavor to control others. For those who endeavor to control others, then it's pretty successful. I mean, they've managed to control people's behavior and influence them to do things differently and get their people elected over the other guy. And so for those in search of power, the green movement is, you know, it's useful to them because it makes it so they appear like they care when, in fact, all they care about is achieving control over your life. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. Kevin and Jeff on the line. Ladies come first if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. You'll find great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. And that includes a variety of Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and hoodies and also non-wearable stuff like DVD Classic Archive Collector's sets.
You can wear it.
It would take a little effort. I suppose you could.
Yeah, you'd look silly, but that's fine.
So go to store.freetalklive.com.
I don't think you should make assumptions like non-wearable.
Order some stuff. That's store.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Kevin in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, gentlemen,
hey,
or men of gentlemen, or gentleness. First of all, real quick, that Judd movie that came out, I don't know if I should try to sue this gentleman because I think he took the story of my life, because it seems like every time I leave my house after waking up in the morning, I come across a bunch of idiots out there.
But I think that might be something that happens to more than one person.
Right, well, maybe we can all collectively do, like, a total class action lawsuit or something.
Yeah, that's just not how I am, you know. I don't sue people. Not my thing.
Well,
I understand he's joking, but just to make it clear, if I have an objection with something someone's doing, I'll try to find alternative methods to solve that problem and not involve the government.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, besides that... I'm living up here in northern Minnesota, where just a week and a half ago we had snow, so we're really living through this global warming, you know, and it's getting so hot, you know. Well, actually, today was a pretty decent day, but I want to give you a little tidbit of information to wrap your minds around. Have you guys ever heard of the polar shift?
I don't think so, no.
They talk about, like, the polar shift of where how the North Pole periodically shifts and how the Earth is off 23 degrees and gradually the North Pole goes through this shift.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Are you talking about how the magnetic, what is magnetic north versus
they swap?
The very top of the pole is something different?
That's actually part of it, but then also there is that the pole itself, not just the magnetic pole, they say that, well, I hate saying they say, I can't remember the author's name. It's a book called Path of the Poles, but he discussed how the magnetic pole somehow affects the actual polar shift. But with that in mind, you guys know the path of the sun during the year, how in the winter the sun goes down to the Tropic of Capricorn, and then it comes across the equator, and then it goes up in the summer to the Tropic of Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows this progression throughout the year. Well, have any of you gentlemen been to a powwow?
I've not, no.
No.
Okay. Well, a powwow is a gathering of the Native Americans where they come down. Usually they do it at different points of the year, but their main powwow is usually during the summer solstice. This means when the sun is at the highest zeal in the Tropic of Cancer.
Okay.
Well, the powwow grounds is a circle, and the circle is, in our powwow grounds on the White Earth Reservation, was built 60, 65 years ago, something like that. And it was built so that we have four doors which align with all the four major directions. So when the sun rises in the morning, it rises between the eastern door, goes across the sky, and it sets within the western door. And I always thought this was amazing that my ancestors built these powwow grounds to correlate with the sun, because they thought the sun wasn't a god, but they knew that without the sun, we'd all be in a bunch of trouble.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but, you know, and if you're going to pick a god from just anywhere,
yeah,
the sun's a good one. I mean, it rises in the morning. It's consistent. It's nice to have a consistent god. it gives life to everything on the planet. That's nice. I mean, you can make a pretty good argument for God there. I can definitely see why people have picked the sun as a god.
Well, real quick, that the Native Americans said that the heavenly sun was given to us by the Creator to watch over us and to chase away the darkness, but we won't go there.
Different Native American tribes said different things about the sun.
So what has changed about this particular location over the last few decades?
The reason I bring this up is that I thought it was so fascinating that they set the powwow grounds up this way that if I woke up early enough, I'd watch the sun rise, but I would always watch the sun set in the western door. Well, I've noticed in the last 6 years that the sun has been setting degrees off to the north. Last year, the sun, I would say, was almost 35 degrees offset to the north. Now, it could be maybe 5 to 6 degrees in the most, because the powwow isn't always held exactly on the summer solstice.
Hmm.
But for it to be 35 degrees off, that is, to me, is just astounding, and it makes no sense. I've talked to my elders about that, and the elder I talked to said, oh, that happens every now and then. And I'm like, every now and then? Well, every thousands of years or so.
Interesting.
But it's something that they never talk about.
Well, very good, Kevin. And they pass that down from elder to elder in a verbal tradition?
Well, we have these things called birch bark scrolls, and it's kind of like a hieroglyphic kind of thing,
okay,
where there's little symbols and stuff, and this is how we pass on our oral tradition, but it is done orally. So,
but
I just thought I'd share that with you guys and see what you think of that.
Something's a little screwy. Kevin, thanks for the call. We certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And one thing's for sure, no amount of earth-based action is ever going to have an effect on what the sun, its relative
position.
Where
it is in the sky, right?
Yeah, and what it's doing up there. Or what the Earth is doing in relationship to it. So 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe that means that, summer won't really be what summer once was in the future. I mean, certainly people have been confused by the oddball weather patterns that we've seen. Many people are used to expecting certain things from the weather, and it doesn't always adhere itself to what you're expecting.
If we could consistently predict these things, the Farmer's Almanac wouldn't be wrong more times than it's right.
Mm-hmm.
The weathermen wouldn't be wrong more as many times as they're right. It's so ludicrous to me. We can't predict the weather 5 days out consistently.
It's true.
Certainly not here in New England. In Florida, you could be relatively successful. But you couldn't predict it 15 days out in Florida. You're telling me you know what the weather's going to do in 10 or 15 or 40 years? Al Gore knows?
Let's continue with
Al Gore
calls.
Knows how to make money.
Jeff is in Nevada. He's on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's up? I just wanted to... Can you guys hear me okay?
I'd rather not, because there's an awful ground loop on your line or something like that. It sounds terrible. But go ahead and pump your point out real quick.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to make this quick. I don't know if anybody's ever heard. You guys are talking about the environment, and I wanted to make a point about the environment and health hazards. And it's something called the Superfund site. Anybody can do their own research. There's thousands of them across the country, which is worst areas of pollution and poison in the United States.
Yeah, the EPA likes to come in there and shut things down. And, Jeff, we're going to have to let you go. I can't handle that much longer.
No, you certainly don't like bad audio.
So 800-259-9231. The Superfund is where the EPA comes in and they basically take control of whatever the property is that is alleged to have been poisoned, the earth has been scorched or has been polluted or whatever it is that they're alleging happened there, and then they go in and they spend billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars.
Sometimes it's only hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, they go in and they spend a whole lot of money to clean it up, so-called.
They look like the good guys.
Yeah.
Well, and God help you if you're involved in one of these farces. It's crazy.
Well, were you talking about making your house into like a Superfund site someday, just in case they came after you?
I wouldn't do it unless they. But you see, the only thing that a Superfund lien is the only thing that trumps a local property tax lien.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what you can say to the you stop paying property tax. And this is something that's going through my head. I am not advocating this to you people.
Just an idea.
Yeah. That. The local municipality, say, look, I'm not paying property tax anymore. You people have never, you don't own my land. I don't see any reason to pay you. It's nonsense. You're a bunch of thieves. And if you come after me, I'm going to dump this mercury in this deep hole. And then, then they're going to have to spend more money than your property is worth to them, because that's the only reason they want your money. They want your money in little bits every year, or they want to take your property away from you and sell it and make some money that way. They're just interested in the money. So if you have, you have to do a little bit of research here, but say you got you come across a gallon or a quart or whatever of mercury. This stuff's terribly poisonous for the environment in the sense that, they'll shut areas down and that kind of thing. You say, look, I'm going to pour it in this hole here. You're going to leave me alone. I'm holding this property hostage. It's not good to you either way. I'm not writing you a check because it's stealing. And if you try to get the property and sell it, it's poison.
Yep.
And a Superfund lien will be the only thing that would...
So it wouldn't do them any good. Then,
right. They would have to... The Superfund would come in and clean it up before they would ever get the land. And they'd never... It wouldn't be worth it.
800-259-9231, the latest on the D.C. Madam case. It's not over yet. They've closed the case, but her former building manager has some more stuff to say about her alleged suicide notes. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.